All right, Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Hotline. He is the two-time winner of the Summit League tournament. Now the coach of the Jackrabbits, South Dakota State's own TJ Osterberger. Coach, how are you? Congrats on last night.
Doing great, man. Thanks a lot.
Well, we had you on last year after this, and I was floored for you last year. I was so psyched for you last year, and I'm so psyched for you now. You guys came out and played so well, a packed house last night in Sioux City against your rival in South Dakota. Just if you could, talk about the win a little bit and talk about what your kids did last night.
Yeah, I mean, our team, throughout the course of the year, you know, to have the success we've had, we've been fortunate to have different guys step up on different nights and answer the call. And last night, was a challenge for us. Playing South Dakota is a really good team. And then Mike Dom, you know, our marquee player, picked up his second foul with over 11 minutes to go in the half. And we haven't had to play a lot this year without him. And other guys, Brandon Key and Lane Severin, two guys that come off the bench for us, give us great energy, really stepped up with some foul trouble. And we actually extended the lead. And, you know, credit to our guys. In the second half, we held their late surge as well and just, it was a great team win. A lot of guys stepped up and just excited.
You know, Brandon Key is a guy watching the game. You put him into the game when Dom got into foul trouble. He's instant energy off the bench for you. He's a Milwaukee kid. You're a Milwaukee guy. You know, how important is it for you to have a player like that on your roster so you guys can recruit other parts of the country and to show what he can do when he gets on the floor?
Yeah, it's really important. And Brandon has been tremendous for us in terms of bringing energy all year long. And defensively, he's become one of the best on-ball defenders in our league. Took a couple charges last night and really made things difficult for Matt Mooney when he guarded him. And he really changed the pace of that game. So from a recruiting standpoint, you want everybody to come in to your program to be successful. Of course, you know, being from Milwaukee and having seen Brandon play for a number of years, take maybe a little extra sense of pride in seeing what he's able to do on this big stage. These 3 days in the Summit League tournament, and hopefully it'll, you know, help us as we move forward with recruiting with other guys as well.
You guys are 28-6, 13-1. You win last night 97-87. Last year getting into the tournament, it's the third straight year for the Jackrabbits to be in the NCAA tournament. These are kids who have experienced it before. They probably won't be as bright-eyed and overwhelmed as they have before. You don't know who you're going to play, but how confident are you guys about this trip to the dance?
I think our guys are really confident right now. I mean, we're really sharing the basketball. Guys are having fun at practice every day. You know, you get to this point in the year for a lot of teams, and it kind of feels like the year's been going for a while, and it's just you're kind of worn down. And our guys are really fresh. Like you said, that experience last year, I mean, we get in. We're fortunate to get in, but as a 16 seed, playing a team like Gonzaga gets a national championship. I mean, their talent and their program is at such a high level. It was tough for us to compete. So we know we're going to end up, whoever we play is going to be a really good team and really, really deserving of where they're at. But I feel like we're in a spot right now where we might be able to make some noise.
Can you politic to get out of that 16 seed? I think you guys are better than a 16 seed.
Yeah, no, I think we'll have a, you know, we'll be able to move up a couple spots. I would think based on what we've done throughout the course of the season, you know, we've won some quality games. We haven't really had any losses that have been glaring. So I think, again, anything's possible. We're going to be excited for whoever we draw, but of course you'd like to be the better seed that you can. And maybe you play a team that's not, you know, quite as good as some of those ones and two seeds.
Talking to TJ Osterberger, coach of the Jackrabbits. South Dakota State back in the tournament again for a third straight year following their win last night in the Summit League Championship over South Dakota. Look, I've made the joke here today, and it's kind of not really a joke. I would love to have Doug McDermott call Mike Dom and say, hey, go back for your senior year, become a star, put up big numbers. He's already a star. Become a college basketball star. Look what it did when Doug went back for his senior year. What conversations are you having with Mike and his family about what his future might hold after the tournament's over?
Yeah, well, first, it's ironic because back-to-back years, I get in the car and I'm driving home from the Summit League tournament. Doug McDermott was the first call that came in on both years. It's kind of funny how that works. And you know, last night. So he and Mike have built a relationship. Doug's been gracious in being a sounding board for Mike, and those guys have communicated and shared their experiences. So I know, you know, Mike and his family are, you know, they'll do the research and really look into everything. And and make a very informed decision. And I think Doug is somebody that, you know, not only there's some similarities maybe in what they accomplished or how they play, but their personality and who they are as people. So I think those guys making that connection, and the more insight Mike can gain from Doug, the better.
Yeah, Mike's 250. Doug wasn't 250 as a junior. Maybe not the size. Doug has put on a lot of weight since being now in the NBA, not playing with Dallas. He may weigh that now, but they're both about the same size, about 6'9". They both can shoot the lights out of the ball, and they both are guys who are being projected in today's NBA to be really big weapons. But what does Mike do? What makes him so difficult on both ends of the floor to deal with?
You know, his skill level offensively is so unique. He shoots the ball with such great range. He's got that high release point, like Larry Bird used to shoot that thing back behind his head. So it's hard to get to it or hard to, you know, affect him when he's getting his shot. This year he's become much better at putting the ball on the floor and making plays off the dribble. And then, you know, he scores it so well around the basket. So his versatility has really made him a weapon. His rebounding numbers are up substantially this year. And he's been more impactful defensively in the paint, too. So just seeing him continue to make those jumps forward and establish himself as, you know, one of the premier players, not only in mid-major basketball, but throughout the country.
You've been around NBA players. You've recruited NBA players to Iowa State and other places. How good could Mike be? Could he be an effective a guy that could contribute, you know, maybe even be a star on that level in the NBA?
Yeah, I mean, his ability to shoot the ball is so hard to come by. And Mike's got a great work ethic. He's got great character. And you know, what I've seen a lot of times is guys getting the right opportunity. And, you know, you mentioned even with Doug, and it's like, you know, Doug's been in so many different teams in such a short career that sometimes it can be challenging to get in a rhythm and learn a system. And Mike's one of those guys, if he gets to a place that has a development plan and really believes in him and puts him in position, I know he can be successful.
How big was David Jenkins last night for you guys when Mike Dom got into foul trouble? He puts up 29 last night for you as a freshman at a Washington. What's it like to have a player, another option offensively when your star's not able to go, you got a guy like Jenkins to lean on?
Yeah, it's been the biggest change from last year's team to this year's team is that ability to score. And David stands out. I mean, he's been tremendous all year long. You know, last night, of course, Dom goes out. He knows he needs to step up even more. And for a freshman to play with the poise and the confidence and the freedom and just to score the ball so many ways and be so aggressive like he was, you know, I felt like there's times last night I'm watching that, and even I'm with David every day and thinking, like, man, this guy's a freshman out here. What he's doing is that'd be hard to do for 50-year seniors. I mean, the way he controlled the game and scored it so well. So, it's been huge for us, and having those two guys that are so elite and being able to score the basketball has allowed our team to play at a really high level.
Coach, congratulations again on last night. Enjoy Selection Sunday. You know, it's going to be fun for you guys to find out where you're going, and I'll be pulling for you guys big time coming up in the dance. Thanks for the time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, my man. You know I'm a huge fan of yours. Appreciate the opportunity.
That is T.J. Alsberger. He is the head coach of South Dakota State. The Jackrabbits going back to the NCAA tournament, 97-87, their win last night over South Dakota. I'm telling you this. Look, matchups matter, right? Who you play matter. They're not a 16 seed. They're better than a 16 seed. They'll probably, heck, if they get a 15, whoever they play, okay, whoever they play, I'm not saying they're going to win because I have no idea who they're going to play, but watch the matchup. If they play somebody who has a tough time guarding the three, you're going to be in trouble. This team can flat out shoot. They shot 28 threes last night, and they hit 14 of them. They hit 14 threes in the title game. Dom hit 5 of them. Jenkins hit 3 of them, but they've got other guys. 14 of 28. When you shoot 50% from behind the arc, you can play with anybody in college basketball. More on that conversation next. SB Nation Radio.